FMR At the Movies with Nick Plummer.
Games afoot. Discombobulate, from the score to Sherlock Holmes by Hans Zimmer, who is our featured film score composer this week, seeing as it's been a while since we've cast the spotlight on anyone in particular. And also, seeing as I recently bought the 6-CD boxed set of the definitive Hans Zimmer film score collection from our very own Peter Kramer. And I would heartily recommend that you support him when you're next looking for something a bit spesh. Look out for Classics from Peter on Facebook. Of course, no introspective on the work of Hans Zimmer would be complete without his wonderful score to the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. I know it's a bit of a grey area as to whether it was Hans Zimmer or Klaus Badelt who wrote the scores to Pirates of the Caribbean. So let's put the record straight right here. Hans Zimmer wrote the melodies and themes, but he didn't have time to orchestrate them or to add the incidental music, so he left that to Klaus Badelt. There, sorted. Right, here's Zimmer's main theme from the 1991 buddy road trip Thelma and Louise, which starred Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis as two friends who embark on a road trip that ends up with unforeseen circumstances. The main theme from Thelma and Louise. Now, before we go much further, I must apologise for the technical disruptions in last week's programme. It would appear that somebody with sausage fingers was clicking on the wrong things at most definitely the wrong time. If you wish to hear a clean, unsullied version of the show, it's available on the FMR website. Go to the podcasts page, look for FMR at the Movies, and it will be right there. Back to Hans Zimmer. Now, he has a broad selection of musical styles, having scored a broad selection of film genre. He's collaborated extensively with director Gore Verbinski on films such as Pirates of the Caribbean, The Lone Ranger, and the bizarre animated movie about a pet chameleon, Rango.
Thank you.
music from Rango from 2011. As well as teaming up with Gore Verbinski, Hans Zimmer scored a number of films for the visionary director Christopher Nolan. His 2010 sci-fi movie Inception concerned a thief who steals information from people's subconscious. Time from the film Inception.
FMR at the movies.
Director Ron Howard called on Hans Zimmer to write an intense score for his 2006 thriller The Da Vinci Code, which was adapted from Dan Brown's roller coaster novel of the same name. The story very skillfully blurs the lines between fact and fiction in this movie, and in its subsequent sequel, Angels and Demons. So let's hear back-to-back tracks from both those movies. Back-to-back music from Angels and Demons, and before that, The Da Vinci Code. Let's go way back to almost the beginning of Hans Zimmer's movie scoring career. His breakthrough movie score was for Rain Man in 1988, followed by Driving Miss Daisy a year later. Then he collaborated with Tony Scott for the first of four films in the sports action drama Days of Thunder. theme from Days of Thunder, which starred a still fresh-faced, squeaky-clean Tom Cruise. It was on the set of Days of Thunder that Cruise met his second wife, Nicole Kidman, and that was a marriage that lasted just 11 years. But I digress, back to the Zimster. I mentioned earlier that he worked with Tony Scott 4 times. The second movie was True Romance in 1993, to be followed in 1995 by the tense submarine thriller Crimson Tide. Roll Tide from Crimson Tide, written by our featured movie score composer this evening, Hans Zimmer. Earlier in the show, I told you that Zimmer had collaborated with Gore Verbinski on the remake of The Lone Ranger, so I suppose it's only right that we should hear a little bit of the score. Thank you. Home from the Lone Ranger. And just like that, it's almost home time. But not before we hear one last Hans Zimmer movie score from the 2002 animated classic Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron. Bryan Adams provided the songs, as we heard last week, but Hans Zimmer added the epic score. Homeland from Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron, closing the show for this week, which has been a teeny scratch on the surface of the film discography of Hans Zimmer. Thanks again to Peter Kramer for finding the fabulous 6-CD Hans Zimmer Definitive Collection for me, and thanks to you, dear listener, for hanging around until the end of the program. I'm Nick Plummer, and if we're spared, we'll do it all over again at the same time next week. Meet me in the back row of the movies.